The United Nations has calculated that current national climate plans could cut global emissions by 12% by 2035 as COP30 opens in the Amazonian city of Belém. Despite tenuous hope, the UN's Climate Change Executive Secretary warned challenges remain, noting the U.S., the world's largest historical emitter, skipped the summit and funds its UN climate contributions through donations. Host country Brazil brokered a deal on the two-week summit agenda, sidestepping pressure from developing country blocs to push contentious issues such as climate finance and carbon taxes, while keeping discussions focused on achievable emission reduction goals. UNFCCC head Simon Steele urged nations to strengthen their commitments to meet long-term climate goals and avoid worsening global warming.
Yes, while our progress is real, it's not nearly enough. Global heating is already dealing some devastating blows in every country. Just look at the super typhoons blasting the Philippines and Vietnam, the brutality of Hurricane Melissa, crushing lives and businesses. The costs of delay are skyrocketing for every nation.